Watch, UFC's Bryce Mitchell says he ready to fight the evil taking hold of America. By Warner Todd Houston on March 9, 2022. UFC fighter Bryce Mitchell warned Tucker Carlson that treasonous and evil American leaders are destroying the country, and he is ready to fight when the war comes to Arkansas. Mitchell appeared on Tucker Carlson Tonight on Tuesday and insisted that he has no intention of fighting any wars in Europe when our own country seems on the verge of war as it is. "We're tired of this politics crap that's going on," he told Carlson. "It's evil is what's going on. Evil has taken over this nation and we ain't afraid of it. And we're ready to fight." Mitchell previously noted that if Arkansas was ever invaded, "I will dig my boots in the ground, and I will die for everything I love. And I will not retreat." Mitchell also decried the current climate in the U.S., where people are afraid to speak up for fear of losing their livelihoods. "I'm just not wanting to go waste my life fighting for some of these battles that I don't even believe in," he added. "I believe our leaders, a lot of these elites, are guilty of treason. What they've done is just treasonous." Mitchell also decried that our leaders are taxing Americans to death and that small businesses are paying the consequences, and blasted the Biden and Pelosi families for getting rich while the country struggles. "These people are trying to destroy our country because they are profiting off the downfall of our country. And if y'all don't see what's going on, you are blinded every day," Mitchell continued. The cattle farmer and fighter also insisted that people have advised him to arm himself for daring to speak out. "That's how worried people are about the state of their country," he told Carlson. "They are worried about my health because I'm coming out and speaking the truth. That's the type of suppression and oppression that we're living in, brother." Mitchell's comments come on the heels of a Quinnipiac poll finding that Democrats would flee the country if the U.S. were invaded, while Republicans would stay and fight to repel the invaders. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.